Chapter 22. I Find Deja. The majordomo to whom I reported had been given instructions to station me near the person of the jeddak, who, in time of war, is always in great danger of assassination, as the rule that all is fair in war seems to constitute the entire ethics of Martian conflict. He therefore escorted me immediately to the apartment in which Thonkosis then was. The ruler was engaged in conversation with his son, Sabthon, and several courtiers of his household, and did not perceive my entrance. The walls of the apartment were completely hung with splendid tapestries which hid any windows or doors which may have pierced them. The room was lighted by imprisoned rays of sunshine held between the ceiling proper and what appeared to be a ground-glass false ceiling a few inches below. My guide drew aside one of the tapestries, disclosing a passage which encircled the room between the hangings and the walls of the chamber. Within this passage I was to remain, he said, so long as Thonkosis was in the apartment. When he left, I was to follow. My only duty was to guard the ruler and keep out of sight as much as possible. I would be relieved after a period of 4 hours. The majordomo then left me. The tapestries were of a strange weaving which gave the appearance of heavy solidity from one side, but from my hiding place I could perceive all that took place within the room as readily as though there had been no curtain intervening. Scarcely had I gained my post than the tapestry at the opposite end of the chamber separated and 4 soldiers of the guard entered, surrounding a female figure. As they approached Thonkosis, the soldiers fell to either side, and there, standing before the jeddak, and not 10 feet from me, her beautiful face radiant with smiles, was Deja Thoris. Sabthon, Prince of Zardanga, advanced to meet her, and hand in hand they approached close to the jeddak. Thonkosis looked up in surprise, and rising, saluted her.
To what strange freak do I owe this visit from the Princess of Helium, who, 2 days ago, with rare consideration for my pride, assured me that she would prefer Talhadjus, the Green Thark, to my son?
Deja Thoris only smiled the more, and with the roguish dimples playing at the corners of her mouth, she made answer.
From the beginning of time upon Barsoom, it has been the prerogative of woman to change her mind as she listed, and to dissemble in matters concerning her heart. That you will forgive, Thonkosis, as has your son. 2 days ago I was not sure of his love for me, but now I am, and I have come to beg of you to forget my rash words, and to accept the assurance of the Princess of Helium that when the time comes she will wed Sabthon, Prince of Zardanga.